Puedo Granas, Shabba Quatatis, and Combara Sevada Bragada Bada Bragada Bada 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 Shada bala baka da bala baka da bala baka da bala baka da bala bala baka da 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 bala da bala Lord, we give you glory. God, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Shabbada da prakada bana prakada shu. Ishata prakada da prakada bana chaskus and preda da bana prakada manos. Ishata da bana manantos and preda da bana baba 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 Shabbat, the brother, Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your plan and purpose for our lives. Thank you because your plans for our life is always blessed. Is always blessed. Is always blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Kikoko bakata kinamongos. Faster. Shabada bala bada da bagada bala banash. Thank you, Jesus. Because your plans for our lives are beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Because your plans for my life is beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Because your plan for my life is beautiful. I trust your plan. I trust your plan. We trust your plan, oh God. We trust your plan for our lives. We say yes to your plan. Say yes to your will. We say yes to your purpose. And we thank you because you always have good intentions towards us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, gaga de gede kukuku bagada. Ango bago dogo bagadago dogo bagadagas. Engatigos gogo dogo gaga de gendigas. Ishak tantos kentelecostas. Proste fratesco tres celebretetescos. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Bala ruat. Mikon de kataka to kiroko gubuko to gubaga. Ishemene braga de vena braga da mana braga da bala bara baba 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 braga da bala bara banash. Wherever you lead, we will follow. Wherever you lead, we will follow. Wherever you lead, we will obey. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We trust you. We trust you. We trust your plan. We trust your plan. We trust your purpose. Trust your intentions for our lives. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for being patient with us. Thank you for being patient with us. Thank you. Thank you for being there for us. Being faithful to us as our Father, as our friend, as our lover, as our helper. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hena braga dosha da braga da bala braco seven entrance the bala braco sabatos. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Shamana, the Rebbe de Bella. Today we will be looking. We're still looking at swearing, but then. One thing that Lord is like pointing us to today is it is what is our life that will swear You know, we can't begin to tell something that is dead to swear. It has to be alive first. So today we'll see how the Lord will take us, and we'll see how much we can cover in this moment. And the way the Lord wants to have us joining today in prayer is would start from the past, and then we'll begin to address from the past things that were dead, things that have caused any traces of death, okay, in our lives. And because the way God designed life is such that you would always reap what you sow, and sometimes you reap what your parents sowed, and sometimes you reap what your grandparents or your great grandparents. So, because it's just how life works, okay. And we need to address the things, the errors, mistakes, and the wrongs that are in our past, and that the devil is counting on to affect our lives and pull us back, you know, from ultimately swearing. You know, the one story comes to mind, and it's the story of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was the son of King Asa, and he was king over Judah. And he was that kind of king whose heart was after the Lord. And we can see the implication of that from his parents, because his parents handed him over, or handed to him the way of the Lord. And because his parents handed to him the way of the Lord, he was able to live according to that precept. He was able to live according to that plan. He was able to, and then he flourished as a king. Okay, I'm talking from 2 Kings now, I think chapter 1. Thereabout, and the last chapters of 1 Kings as well, you know. So he was a very great king, and he was a king that kings will come to accompany them for battle. And every time kings came to him to accompany them for battle, especially the king of Israel, he would say, oh yes, I'm gonna go with you, but then can we consult a prophet? Okay, so that prophet would tell us what will happen if we go into this. On the other hand, we had some other kings. Okay, we had some other kings. We had Ahaziah. Ahaziah was Ahab's son. Ahab was a notorious king who was the husband of Jezebel, who worshipped idols. And the sad thing was that Ahaziah only lasted 2 years on the throne. Ahaziah only lasted 2 years on the throne. And that was as a result of the kind of heritage that was handed down to him. You know, and he didn't end well, because the way he even died he died on his sickbed as a result of a curse that was placed upon him by King, by Prophet Elijah, ultimately. And so I want us to address our past. Whatever is in our past, whatever the devil is counting on in our past to slow us down in life. You know, some of us it's parental upbringing. You know, the way the parents brought you up have created certain attitudes in you, certain notions in you, certain hatred, certain bitterness in you that keeps helping you, you know, ruin good relationships upon which you would have sworn. You know, relationships through which God would have helped you, you know, to get your picture. But the kind of parenting default that you had growing up you know, has caused that lapses in your life. Can you pray? I go into the foundations of my life. And I detach myself from every traces of death. I detach myself from every traces of death in my past. In the name of Jesus, waiting for me in the future. Kama keno korate kelevrekatuka. Ashtakwata katabanatis. I understand that you are a new creature in Christ Jesus, and that you are now a part of the family of Christ. But you see, the devil doesn't understand all those things. The devil, even though he understands all those things, he will still want to raise his ugly head. And so that's why you have to, in this life, you have to contend for your realities in Christ. Because the devil doesn't care. Even though it is your reality, he will still come. And that's where you have to enforce your authority. You have to enforce your reality. They said, oh, my parents had social sickness. And they said it's hereditary. Don't console yourself. Don't accept it. I detach myself from every iota of death. I detach myself from every iota of complacency. I detach myself from every iota of bitterness. Kibana, Yesusi, Yakuko, Bagadaga, Jagadagadago, Rapacum, the Coco, Coco, Pecadigo, Gagapigata, Bacando. Japaquata paratiacata, paras compala braquanta banaswa, jeprequette pequata cuca, ete vete de peca de meno, Japaquanda bracata balabadia, Jampraquanda brada da balakia, ete crocus convela bracata balabadia, telebreca de beru bababai, Jabet de peca de beru domana bracata, manabracata bana bracata bada da bagada, Zabata bracata bana bracata patosia. Shabrakada Barakanda Bragada Bada Bragada Bada Bragada Ada Bragada Bada 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 Bagada Bada Japa Quanta Barakanda Bragada Bada 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 Mante Ayas Tiko Koreke Kida Koyato Kumba Kida Bada Dua Kata Bakati Atusha Bada Bragada Bada I detach myself from every errors from my parents, even errors from myself that are causing delays, that are causing setbacks in my life. I detach myself from wrong choices that I made in the past, from the consequences of wrong choices that I made in the past, supernaturally, by the power of God. I detach myself from the consequences of wrong choices that my parents made. I detach myself from the consequences of wrong choices that my forefathers made. Experientially, I come into the commonwealth of heaven. I come as a citizen of heaven, and I enforce the realities of heaven. Kiba, Rapa, Kwanda, Shaba, Kanambe, Etukuduba, and David Kodoba, Hi, Koko, Koboko. I come back there. I enforce the realities of heaven upon my life. Kuba, Labra, Kadabana, Bagadaba. Enforce the realities of heaven. Enforce the realities of the new creation upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I enforce the realities of one who is seated with Christ in heavenly places upon my life. In the name of Jesus. I enforce the realities of heaven upon my life. I enforce the realities of heaven upon my past. I enforce the realities of heaven upon my future. I enforce the realities of heaven upon my present. Keep Allah back. Are you praying? Arabala Parakia, Manavakadabana, Belevrega de Belebeca, Zopa Quanto, Better Quanto. Gain momentum. And travel on the wings of the Spirit into your past. And make corrections. Supernaturally, and enforce the realities
of God's kingdom into my past. And let the implications of the realities of heaven be present in my present experiences in life. No longer will my background put my back on the ground. No longer will I be denied by the curses that have held my parents. No longer will I be held by the limitations that have held my forefathers, and force the realities of everyone. Oh my God, even can you enforce the realities of heaven? In heaven there is no sickness. In heaven there is no poverty. In heaven there is no crying. There is no sorrow. There is no bitterness. So I enforce the realities of heaven upon my life. Upon my life. Can you journey into the past? In Jesus' name we pray. You see, one of the implications of wrong background, like I was talking about Isaiah the other time, is that, you see, it doesn't matter what you hold on to in the future. Sometimes, just like Isaiah, he became the king, but he couldn't sustain that kingship. You know, some of you, because of the kind of upbringing you had, because of the past experiences you had, the way you are right now, you cannot handle good relationships. So it doesn't matter if it's a good woman or a good man that God brings your way, you won't be able to handle it because you still have those hurts. And one of the enforcements of the realities of heaven is healing upon your heart, is joy and peace coming to your heart. And if that doesn't happen, you're going to go into the relationship and, you know, you're going to just keep hurting the other person. Some of you, it's you know, the kind of background you had, it's not, you're not ready to manage certain resources that the Lord will bring to your hands. And that is why God cannot make some breakthroughs come your way. It's not that you are not skilled enough to handle millions. You know, it's just that when those millions come, won't you squander it? You know, it's in the relationships that are supposed to help you get the jobs, get the opportunities, you know, for success. You are ruining them. You don't know how to reach out to people. You don't know how to build relationships because in your past, you were probably molested. You were probably assaulted, and that affected your self-esteem. You know, and so when you should be talking and asking and making demands and making requests and forming alliances with people, you're unable to, you know, just step out. And so that is one of the ways that God is coming. And how will you swear when there's a chain holding you down? There's a chain of your past, there's a chain of past experiences and memories still holding you down. You know, how will you swear that way? And the Lord has to heal you. The Lord has to purge your heart of wrong and hurtful experiences that are holding you down. So I pray for you wherever you are right now. Let the healing power of God come upon you. Let the power of the Holy Ghost hit you right now where you are and bring healing to your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the power of the Holy Ghost come upon you now and break those chains of condemnations and past memories that keep making you ruin opportunities that are coming in the name of Jesus. As much as I want to proceed, I feel like we should still pray a little bit. Let's just pray a little bit. Let's pray again and say, Lord, I detach myself. From harmful experiences in the past, whether of mine or my parents or my ancestors. Detach myself in the name of Jesus. Someone here right now, the power of God is going to flow through you. It's going to flow through you right now. You're going to feel the surge of God's power. And that is the Spirit of God forcefully and forcing His healing upon your heart. Receive that healing now. Take it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I think we can proceed now. Now, we're going to journey in prayer into our future. One of the things that swearing does to you is that it gives you foresight. You cannot compare the sight of someone on ground with the sight of someone who is flying. The person who is flying is going to see far ahead because he has the advantage of height. Yes. So that's what swearing is going to do for us. We're going to leverage on the wings of prayer. Then we're going to journey into our future. And then we're going to begin to align occurrences to work in our favor. And begin to align occurrences to manifest the realities of God on our lives. I'm going to begin to align, you know, if you have an exam coming up, you're going to go into the future. They are going to take charge. You know, you have presentations, you have interviews coming up. You're going to go into the future. You're going to align them. You know, you have weddings coming up. They are going to align the future. You may not know the spouse yet, but the Lord is going to bring you a good spouse. There's someone here, the fear that you have as touching marriage, the fear that you have that you don't want to repeat itself in your life. You saw it happen in your lineage. You saw it happen in your parents. It's not going to happen to you. There's someone here particularly afraid that when you get married, your husband is going to die young. You know, I break you free from that fear in the name of Jesus right now. You will not experience your fears in the name of Jesus Christ. Every fear you have concerning your future, I detach you from it and I declare that you will not experience such fears in the name of Jesus. So we are going to be praying. They are going to be enforcing the realities of heaven upon your future. Going to enforce the realities of heaven upon your future. Going to enforce the realities of heaven on your future home, on your future jobs, upon future opportunities that will be coming your way. Upon the future of your ministry, upon the future of your relationships. Pray in tongues. Because praying in tongues is the most perfect way to pray. you pray and then you touch details. When you pray in tongues, you touch details. You touch on details. Details that your mind could have never thought about. That is the thing that happens when you pray in tongues. I will give you 30 minutes to settle scores. Go ahead. Settle scores. Settle scores as touching your future. Address your fears right now. Address your uncertainties. About your future. I enforce the realities of heaven upon my future. I enforce the realities of heaven upon my future. May the plan of God prevail over the plans of the enemy. May the plans of God prevail over the plans of the enemy in my life. In my future. May the plans of God prevail over the plans of the enemy in my future. In the name of Jesus, may the plans of God prevail. Let the plan of God prevail over my future. Let the plan of God prevail over my future. Enforce the reality of God. Enforce the plan of God. Enforce the intentions of God. Enforce the will of God. Over my finances. Enforce the will of God over my health. It is not the will of God that I die of sickness. And so I will not die of sickness. It is not the will of God that I die in an accident. And so I will not die in an accident. It is not the will of God that I die an untimely death. And so I will not die an untimely death. In the name of Jesus, it is not in the will of God that I will become a widow at a young age. And so I will not become a widow at a young age. Go ahead, settle scores. As touching your future, journey into the future. Like a eagle will soar into your future and begin to address matters by the power of the Holy Ghost. Keep on leverage on the anointing of the Spirit that is present here in a moment. It is not in my future to drop out of school, so I will not drop out. 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 Address negative thoughts that come to your mind about your future. I will not end up with a man that will beat me like my mom was beaten. I will end up with a man that will cherish me. I will end up with a man that will love me I will end up with a woman that will cherish me. I will end up with a woman that will love me. My family will be a peaceful home. I will not be sacked on this job. If I will change job, it will be me resigning for a better job. I will not be frustrated out of my destiny. I will not be frustrated out of God's plans for my life. I eliminate mistakes, costly mistakes in my future. I eliminate costly mistakes as touching my maritals. I eliminate costly mistakes as touching my career. I eliminate costly mistakes as touching my ministry. I eliminate costly mistakes as touching my finances. In the name of Jesus, I will not go into wrong associations. I will not go into wrong partnerships. I will not go on wrong journeys. In the name of Jesus, let every good journey into your future and advance the state of your future. This time next year, I will be 10 times better than I am now. God said to Abraham, look and see, as much as you can see is yours. What do you see? Can you mount up and stand upon the shoulder of God and see into the sights of God and see into the sights of God and see what God is seeing? And see what the Lord is doing and what the Lord is set to do. Ido vakada bada shama na vakada bada bakuda bento seventala bento seventa kanto kana kumbe na kanto baru tu dele pito 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 bananto eto poko bara pando kane be ashto bara bereta ashto bara kubata ashto bara kubata ashto bara kubata ashto bara kubata dele breka dele 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 imana mana mana. Can you stop praying? Can you stop playing? Can you stop playing? Get over the hand. Get serious. Get serious. Get serious. Get serious. Dele bana mana mana mana. This is a matter of destiny. Destiny affairs. Destiny that will affect your children. Kibon dobe etebe de kwa ele brekede that will affect your generation. Ina ma antoso brekitika to patonte ino vikitiba. There's someone here. It is in your destiny that you will create an enterprise that will set thousands of people free from poverty, that will create job opportunities for thousands of people, but you are slacking. What you are slacking, what you are slacking. You have to finish that schooling that you have started. You have to finish that schooling that you have embarked upon. You have to get that scholarship that you are applying for to move into that. That stature of the person that God wants you to be in your destiny. But you are slacking because you do not see it yet. You do not know it yet. Oh God, will you show to this one what you are set to do, what you have destined him to become, so that he can take these prayers more seriously. So that he can take this prayer more seriously. Will you travel? Until you come, fullness, stature of the man that can handle it, it will not come. Then God make you into the fullness of the stature of the person that can handle this great and glorious destiny. Oh God, enlarge my capacity for greatness. Enlarge my capacity for success. Enlarge my capacity for greatness. Enlarge my capacity for success. Enlarge my capacity for greatness. Enlarge my capacity. 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 Let me not be sleeping when I should be working. Let me not be playing when I should be praying. Enlarge my capacity. Enlarge my capacity for greatness. Enlarge my capacity for greatness. Enlarge my capacity for greatness. Amen. You know, the scenario that came to my mind now is, you know, when you have a baby, you cannot give a baby a car key because you know that baby cannot drive the car. If the baby should go and drive the car, it will crash and it might kill the baby. So some of you, there are some blessings that you are praying for. You want to get married. You feel like you are due for marriage. But the Lord is like, if I bring this, you know, if I bring this good man your way, you're going to ruin the relationship, you know, and it's going to ruin you more. It's going to break your heart more when you ruin the relationship. And so God is saying, I want to make you into the fullness of the stature of the person that can withstand the greatness that I have in plan for you first. So that when it comes, you'll be able to handle it. Some of you are praying, you're exploring international opportunities. But the Lord is saying, when you get these international opportunities, you will be lost. You will lose sight of your destiny. You will just go like a smoke that never passed through this earth, because you are going to be too excited by the luxury that you get into. So God is saying, okay, you know what, just let me make you into the fullness of the stature, the person that will be able to handle the greatness that I have. Come on, toko para, God, make me into the fullness of the stature of the man that can handle the greatness that is ahead. God came to Elijah and he said, eat, for the journey is far. It is what you eat that you will run with. It is what you eat that you will swallow with. Some of you, you are praying that God should expand your ministry, that you should expand your coast. But this is you. You are still battling with loss. Every single sister you see is a prospective wife material. So how will God entrust you? How will God entrust you with lives, with destinies? How will God cause you to have promotion in your place of work? Because he knows that with the intention of your heart, when you become the boss, you are going to start messing around with ladies. You are going to start molesting ladies, you know, putting demands on them, sexual demands on them, you know, for money, for prosperity. So the Lord has to work on your heart so that you will not ruin the good and glorious destiny that is coming. Can you Kabante, Kedeve, Kong, Kongbeke, Dankanto, Kutu, Kobante, Etevre, Tete, enforce the reality of God upon your present so that you will be ready, so that you will not ruin the future that you have enforced the reality of heaven upon. I enforce the reality of God upon me. Make me ready for the glorious destiny that is ahead of me. In the name of Jesus, expand your God. Expand my capacity, O God, so that I can withstand, so that I can withhold, so that I can bear the destiny that is ahead, the success and the breakthroughs that lie ahead of me, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, make me into a strong man, so that when the success comes into my hands, the devil will be unable to snatch it away from me. Make me into a strong woman. Make me into a strong man, so that when the glory comes, I will be able to withhold it from the theft of the devil. Make me into a strong man, into a strong woman, so that when you give me Eden, I will not mess it up. To the deception of the devil. So that when you put me in the guardian of meaning, I will not mess it up. I will not mess it up. Prepare me for Eden. The land of abundance. Prepare me for Eden. The land of plenty. Prepare me for Eden. The land of destiny. Oh God, prepare me for the Eden. Prepare me for my 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 Eden. Equa Iba. Prepare me for my Garden of Eden. Equa the other. Lest the devil steals it from me. May I not be like Adam, who lost it in Eden. Fully fortified against the deception of the devil, against the debt, I don't know about you, but I will pray for myself. Give an hour to go back so that I will not pray. Keep a good day. I will pray now. Pray now so that you will not pray. Go, 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 go. Pray now so that you will not have to run out of the task in the future. Sickness will not steal me away from my destiny fulfillment. Untimely death will not steal me away from the ball. Sin will not steal me away. Sex will not steal me away. Lust will not steal me away from my destiny. Nobody will steal me away in the name of Jesus. from my Garden of Eden, when the Lord puts me there, as to kombali kumbati kumala kukokopoko pakatu paria to kotishka malabaruaka, then a precandubare to kolo regadabare, my establishment will not lead to my death. Kadabrakada, as to akwata banama, my destiny fulfillment will not lead to my death. Do not lead to the termination of my relevance. In the name of Jesus, my destiny fulfillment will not lead to the termination of my relevance. In the name of Jesus, that my children and my children's children and generations to come will remember me and they will give glory to God that I came. I will not be like Adam. When we remember today, we are regretful. We are saying, I did been. May it not be my portion. May my children remember me and say, Menevanabosha, thank God that I had Victor as my grandfather, as my great grandfather. Never will it be said of me that I did been Victor, did not do this, I won't be here. I did been my great father, did not do this, I won't be here. Etu aka ete kora ete vida ku ete maranti ondo berenge de bede 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 braku ondo baru kubala tu es kumbe es tu kumbre kede ha. By the unction of the Holy Ghost, mightily at work in me today, I speak over you. You will not make grievous mistakes that will steal you out of destiny. In the name of Jesus, you will not make grievous mistakes that will deter you out of destiny. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Wherever you are fortified. You become a strong man. In the name of Jesus, the devil will not steal you away untimely. In the name of Jesus, you will not die as a youth. I can't to come back. You will not end up a widow or a widower. The fears that you have as touching your future, they will not happen to you. Today, I create and I enforce and I activate the edge of fire of the Holy Ghost around your destiny, and I evict every plans of the devils. Upa, Ike. Enter vante concretedos combelentus. And I reverse every evil kibantos confessions that has been made over your destiny, either by you or by people. In the name of Jesus, and I declare you blessed. Your future is blessed. Your destiny is blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will stand with your shoulders high. 10 years from now, when your mates are gathering, you will be able to gather with your shoulders high with them. In the name of Jesus, you will not have to be running away and hiding yourself in shame, because in destiny, you will not be found missing. In the name of Jesus, you will soar into destiny. In the name of Jesus, you will prosper into destiny. In the name of Jesus, you will flourish into destiny. In the name of Jesus, nothing will hold you down anymore. In the name of Jesus, no demon, no devil, no power, whether in heaven, on earth or under the earth, will stop you in the name of Jesus from swearing into your destiny. If only God has told me to put together this gathering, if only God has called for this meeting, let God make your presence in this meeting tonight be a life-changing experience. let it not be a waste of time. In the name of Jesus, I send words by the power of God into your destiny. I send words into your destiny, and this is the word that I send. Blessed, kambo kome, flourishing, ekumba success, greatness, in the name of Jesus. I send words of blessings, flourishing, advancement, prosperity into your future. In the name of Jesus, I send life, peace, and joy into your destiny. In the name of Jesus, I see you smiling. I see you rejoicing. I see you peaceful. I see the world coming together to celebrate your glorious destiny. In the name of Jesus, I see your parents rejoicing over you, proud of you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Can you go ahead wherever you are and say thank you, Lord? Oh, Baba, I'm there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for what you have done today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Paradalanamat. Oh, I exalt you. I exalt you, O Lord. I exalt you. I exalt you, O Lord. Father, we thank you. Thank you for healings. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for blessings. Thank you for breakthroughs that has occurred tonight. Thank you. Your testimony is abound tonight. And going forward, we are going to soar into the destiny that you have for us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you, precious God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, friends, for joining. See you same time next week. Next week will be the last session of swearing. It's going to be more of a prophetic session, more of sights and sounds of the Spirit, more of prophetic declarations. I want you to come expectant. I want you to come. Your friends, invite someone. This meeting is blessing you. Tell someone about it. Let them come and be blessed. Okay. And I also want to encourage you, stay fervent in your personal prayer life as well. One of the things that the Lord inspired this prayer for is that it will raise people who have a fervent prayer life. It will spur people, to encourage people, it will inspire people into having a fervent and consistent prayer life. Because I don't know how you will survive in this life if you don't know how to pray. Thank you. I'll see you same time next week. God bless you.